From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 65 people are dead in New Zealand after a powerful earthquake struck the country's second-largest city, Christchurch. The tremor had a magnitude of 6.3. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key says there are scenes of utter devastation in the city.
Significant damage to buildings and infrastructure has taken place. It may be some time until the situation on the ground becomes clearer.
Key will be coordinating rescue and relief operations from Christchurch. The city's mayor, Bob Parker, describes the scene from his office there.
I could hear the sounds of people in distress, screaming, to be honest with you, coming from the streets around the building. I was thrown myself pretty violently.
Parker says scores of people are thought to be trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. Embattled Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi has made a brief appearance on state television to deny rumors that he has left the country and to show his defiance of the growing anti-government protest in his country. Security forces loyal to Gaddafi and mercenaries are patrolling the streets of Tripoli. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Gaddafi to halt the violent crackdown against protesters.
I again strongly underline the importance of respecting human rights of those demonstrators.
Both the United Nations Security Council and the Arab League are holding emergency meetings today to discuss the growing unrest in Libya. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Cairo that foreign nationals are fleeing Libya.
Egyptians who'd been living in Libya are flooding across the border back into their home country. Italy and Turkey are organizing flights out for their nationals. The U.S. has ordered the family members of diplomats to leave. Royal Dutch Shell has evacuated all their foreign employees, and BP says it's completely suspending its operations in Libya. Violent clashes continue in the capital between security forces and demonstrators calling for longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi to step down. Residents in the east of Libya tell NPR that rebels now control the eastern half of the country. Momentum against Gaddafi appears to be growing. His deputy ambassador to the UN has called for his ouster, and other Libyan officials have resigned in protest over Gaddafi's deadly crackdown on demonstrators. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cairo.
The unrest in Libya is putting upward pressure on oil prices. Victor Shum is an oil analyst with Pervin & Gertz in Singapore.
What traders are worried about are the potential disruptions to oil supply from the Middle East and North Africa.
Shum notes that Libya sits atop the largest oil reserves on the entire African continent. People in the Midwest are digging out after the latest winter storm to blitz that region. The storm left more than a foot of snow in Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's now moving out to sea after raking across the mid-Atlantic states. This is NPR News. Today marks 5 years of silence on the bench for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the last time Thomas asked a question during the court's oral argument sessions was on this day back in 2006.
For court observers, it's a remarkable phenomenon made more strange by the fact that the rest of the justices ask more questions than ever. For at least 40 years, no other justice has gone a single term, much less five, without asking a question of counsel. Scholars who keep tabs on the numbers say that over the 20 years ending in 2008, the justices asked on average 133 questions per hour-long oral argument. That's up from a 100-question average per argument in the 15 years before that. Justice Thomas, in his first 15 years, asked 11 questions, but none since this day in 2006. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama and some top administration officials are heading to Cleveland this morning. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU reports the president will be meeting with leaders of small businesses at a forum to brainstorm ways to bolster the U.S. economy.
President Obama and members of his cabinet will hear from dozens of Ohio's small business owners. They'll discuss ways to improve innovation, education, and competitiveness as the country struggles to keep up with other industrialized nations. During the forum at Cleveland State University, business officials and the president and his staff will break up into small groups to talk about taxes, exports, and access to capital, as well as other topics. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.